The jobless rate is unchanged, but it sure doesn't feel like it. Roby Brock from our content partner Talk Business Arkansas explains in his weekly business and political news recap.
Arkansas's unemployment rate was unchanged in June from May at 7.3%. The state jobless rate has hovered at or above 7% for 53 consecutive months. That is short of the record 111 consecutive months that it stayed in that range from April of 1980 to July of 1989. The number of employed in Arkansas during June was 1.234 million, down compared to the 1.255 million in June 2012. Home sales in Arkansas's four largest markets during the first half of 2013 were up almost 10%, with only the Fort Smith metropolitan area seeing a decline in the number and value of homes sold in the six-month stretch. That's according to the CityWire's Arkansas Home Sales Report. Economists and realtors say that climbing mortgage rates are convincing some fence-sitting home buyers to go ahead and make that housing purchase. Retailers began their back-to-school push earlier this year, but the National Retail Federation expects consumers will shell out $54 less per family this year compared to 2012. A survey conducted by Prosper Insights indicates families with school-age children will spend an average $635 on apparel, shoes, supplies, and electronics. That's down from $689 spent last year. Improving sales prices for lumber and a gain from the acquisition of a joint venture helped Deltic Timber to a big second quarter net income boost. The El Dorado-based timber and real estate firm posted second quarter profits of $11.2 million compared to $3.5 million in the previous year's quarter. USA Truck shrunk its net loss to $1.04 million in the second quarter, still in the red, but improving from its year-ago loss of $3.5 million. The Van Buren-based trucking firm, which has brought in turnaround CEO John Simone, said it posted a 7.7% increase in base revenues as its traditional trucking segment rebounded. The Arkansas Electric Cooperatives has reached a long-term agreement to purchase 150 megawatts of wind energy from RES America Developments, a subsidiary of Renewable Energy Systems Americas. The wind power will be sourced from the Origin Wind Energy Project located in Oklahoma. Arkansas Electric Cooperatives will be the sole recipient of the electricity generated. Fayetteville-based Mitchell Communications Group will open new offices in New York and Chicago as the PR firm expands with new and existing clients in those markets. Mitchell Communications merged earlier this year with Japan's Dentsu Network. The PR firm does business with Walmart, Tyson Foods, J.B. Hunt, Procter & Gamble, and other major regional firms. I'm Roby Brock, and that is your Talk Business Arkansas update.
Support for Talk Business Arkansas on Ozarks at Large is provided by Mitchell Williams Law, providing strategic counsel on a variety of sophisticated legal matters since 1954. Mitchell Williams Law Firm combines decades of diverse professional experience to clients across the U.S. Today, the firm employs nearly 80 attorneys from four offices in Arkansas, Texas, and New York. Online at MitchellWilliamsLaw.com.